Riot, chill it, wash it, light it.
Saving energy's what we do. Bluff it,
rinse it, spin it.
We save money and water too.
Energy Star. Come and apply and save it.
Energy
efficiency.
Tune in to the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program for energy-saving ideas and rebates on select Energy Star certified appliances. Learn more at ComEd.com/homesavings. ComEd. Smart Ideas Energy Efficiency Program is funded by ComEd customers in compliance with Illinois law.
It's the biggest sale of the season. It's the Apple Vacation Super Sale. With Apple Vacations, it's all included. Round-trip airfare, deluxe accommodations, all meals, all drinks, all tips, entertainment, and so much more. Apple Vacations has your winter getaway perfectly priced. Take off for the breathtaking beaches of Los Cabos. 7 nights at Rio Santa Fe start from only $14.99. Or make it Huatulco. Enjoy a full week of unlimited luxury at the adults-only Secrets Huatulco Resort and Spa and save up to $400 per couple. Both trips include round trip nonstop air, resort transfers, all meals, drinks, and taxes. Call Travelone at 312-334-7876 to book your trip today. That's Travelone, 312-334-7876. Or visit Travelone.com. Hurry, best dates and hotels are going fast. Prices per person based on double occupancy for select departures starting January 2nd, including charter airline extra or Aeromexico from O'Hare, and taxes and fees including September 11 security fees. See AppleVacations.com for baggage charges, prices subject to availability and change. Restrictions apply. PC 15111-15094.
Somewhere in the snow-capped mountains of a faraway land is a magical factory where happy workers are busy building the gifts that everyone wishes for. That's right, the Mercedes-Benz winter event is back. Now get exceptional offers on the Mercedes-Benz vehicles of your holiday dreams, like the exhilarating C-Class, the protective GLE, or the intelligent E-Class. Hurry into the winter event now at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer before these dream offers end.
From spring training through another playoff run, this is your new exclusive home to hear every Chicago Cubs game starting in 2016. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Cubs win! What a finish at Wrigley!
WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon. Just after 3 o'clock and from the Score Update studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Wide receiver Alshon Jeffrey missed practice today for the Bears after tweaking his groin at practice yesterday. Also missing practice today, Eddie Royal and Pernell McPhee. But Matt Forte was out there in a limited capacity for the second straight day. And Joakim Noah and Kirk Heinrich were on the practice court here at the Advocate Center today. And Fred Hoiberg expects both to play tomorrow against Charlotte. You remember Charlotte, the last time these two teams met 9 days ago. The Bulls embarrassed themselves, losing by 25, and it wasn't really even that close. Jimmy Butler remembers.
Can't hold a grudge. Just go out there and play. But, yeah, you don't want to lose the way that you lost, obviously, and you don't forget about it. And you don't forget about that dude that went down there and shot that ball at the end of the game. Mm-hmm. I don't forget that. I think that's just disrespectful. It is what it is, though. We got to handle business tomorrow.
That dude being Brian Roberts, and most people here in Chicago didn't see it because they turned their TVs off in the first quarter. And we had a trade today down at the general manager's meeting in Florida in baseball as San Diego dealt reliever Joaquin Benoit to Seattle for a pair of minor leaguers. Join Hub Arkish, Patrick Manley, and Dan Pompey. They'll be broadcasting a live football pregame show Sunday from Sideouts in Island Lake from 9 till noon. Then stick around to watch the game and check out Hub Arkish, Olin Kreutz, and Big Cat Williams streaming the first hour of the postgame show live on 670thescore.com. It's presented to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka. This scoreboard update brought to you by the Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs starting next season. Every game will be heard right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This our Boris Bernstein brought to you by WebFord. Visit WebFord.com today.
Can I get back to football or?
Zach Zaveman.
Those Syracuse guys are always special.
Oh, whatever.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
By the way, I know you guys are connoisseurs of the barbecue.
I'm really not, actually.
I'll have to take your word for it. Mr. Sourpuss.
Bears sideline reporter for WBBM.
Down here with Kai Long.
We're a team, Zach, and we got a team of guys. Where if one guy's down, we got another guy who's a part of the team ready to step up.
Zach Zaveman.
It is conference call Wednesday here at Hallett Hall.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, Aaron, how you doing?
Hey!
And I cut it off. That giggling went on for probably about 7.5 minutes until the festivities started.
Zach Zaidman with Boys and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And Zach is back right damn now.
I wish he had good news for you, but I don't think he does. He's on Twitter at Zach Zaidman. He's on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Here we go again, Zach.
Yeah, no laughing today at Halisaw. That's because, once again, Alshon Jeffrey is hurt. I'm going to play a little bit of a section here from John Fox reading the injury report to getting peppered with questions about Jeffrey and his status. Take a listen.
Alshon Jeffrey did not participate today. Groin. Eddie Royal did not participate. Knee. Mitch Unrein did not participate. Illness. Pernell McPhee did not participate. Knee. Horonis Grassou was limited today with a neck. Matt Forte, knee limited. Jermon Bushrod, shoulder limited. Tracy Porter, hip limited. Antrell Roll, ankle limited. Shea McClellan, knee limited. Robbie Gold, illness. He fully participated today. Any questions?
Was Alshon injured in yesterday's practice? Or?
Yeah, he tweaked his groin yesterday in practice.
Is there a concern that this could take a while? I mean, 4 weeks with the calf, 4 weeks with the hamstring.
You know, again, when I say day-to-day, you know, we'll see. He was in there for treatment all day today. We'll see what tomorrow brings.
Each time that Alshon Jeffrey has been hurt, as you heard from Brad Biggs, Alshon Jeffrey has missed 4 games. Mm-hmm. He tweaked his calf initially in the walkthrough the day before the preseason opener, wow. Then ended up missing all 4 preseason games. Played in the regular season opener against Green Bay. He was kind of limited in terms of how much playing time he got in that game. Then hurts the hamstring and went on to miss the next 4 regular season games. What he's done, though, since he came back has been absolutely phenomenal. 147 yards receiving against Detroit, 116 yards receiving against Minnesota, had touchdown catches in both those games, mm-hmm. and then last week was a major reason why the Bears were able to move the ball down the field when they needed to, 10 catches for 151 yards. If you were, and Dan, I know you love to do this with the math, if you were to have Alshon Jeffrey play 16 games with those numbers, he would set the all-time record for catches in a season by an NFL player.
Well, you can't have him play enough games, I guess. So technically he's saying day-to-day, but are you assuming multiple weeks?
I'm not going to assume anything when it comes to this coaching staff, this team, this regime, and injuries. But Jay Cutler today was asked, because I just mentioned the back-to-back-to-back 100-yard receiving games from Jeffrey, and here is the quarterback talking about what this guy brings to the field, and obviously, if he's not there, what it would mean for this Bears offense.
Oh, he just makes things easier. Whenever you got one-on-ones, you know you got a guy that is going to win. And that's kind of the world we've lived in the past 3 games. If we have matchups, one-on-one matchups, you know, more than likely the ball is going to head his way because we feel really comfortable he's going to win.
And that's essentially what's been happening the last 3 games. Adam Gase is the guy who's got to create a game plan now where, you know, they started the week with Jeffrey as part of the game plan. Now you have to have plan B in the event that Jeffrey can't go. And here's the Bears offensive coordinator.
Well, we'll just see what happens. We got a lot of time this week. And, you know, I can't make any predictions on what's going to happen with him. And we're taking it day to day right now with him. It's nice when he's available to go because obviously he's an impact player for us. But we got a lot of guys that step up when he's not in. I think we probably got one of the top-tier tight ends in the league that we feel really good about as far as a guy that can be effective for us down the field and intermediate and underneath. And our running backs have really stepped up, taking Matt's spot, especially last game. That whole group did a good job. And I think the receivers, they do everything they can to put themselves in the right spot, create separation, give Jay a chance to get the ball to him.
When Alshon came to you after the pick six.
Now, here's the thing that you got to remember about Jeffrey, which is very important. We did see him in the locker room today. He was walking. He was not in a wheelchair, crutches, or any of that kind of stuff. He's walking normally. But injured players who did not participate on the practice field are not made available to the media. So it's a wait-and-see type of deal. They've got a couple of days. Remember, the Bears have practice tomorrow, and then they have that walkthrough Saturday before flying to St. Louis, and their walkthrough is generally a more rigorous walkthrough, almost a mini practice, if you will, heading into
to that game against the Rams. So it's wait and see mode on Jeffrey's status. Matt Forte, though, back on the practice field for a second straight day. The Bears say he was limited in participation, but that's encouraging. You know, even if he doesn't play, just the fact that he's out there means that he's close to coming back at some point, and that's a big deal, because even though Jeremy Langford played well and Kadeem Carey got an opportunity as well, you know, Forte is a big difference maker. And you know, the good news is that there's a little bit more confidence in Zach Miller this week after what he was able to do last week. You still have Martellus Bennett, but ultimately it's about protecting the quarterback to give him enough time to make
difficult
plays.
This week.
They are an unbelievable defense. Yeah. Gase said that they are Seattle-like in their intensity. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we had a chance to talk to Matt Slauson today, and Slauson has a hoarse voice because in San Diego, you know, being on the road, that was his first road test as a center. So he lost his voice a little bit. You're going to have an issue in the dome. Would you believe that since Lovie Smith stopped coaching the Bears, they're 1-5 in dome games?
Does that mean anything?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm not smart enough to put it together. I can tell you this. The Bears today practice inside the Walter Payton Center for the first time, I believe, this regular season under John Fox. Now, granted, they play indoors on Sunday, so that makes a little
Zach,
bit of sense.
Let me interrupt you one sec. I just got this email from the Bears. NFL spokesperson statement. Ego Ferguson of the Chicago Bears has been suspended without pay for the team's next four games for violating the NFL policy on performance-enhancing substances. Ferguson, who is currently on the reserve injured list, will begin serving his suspension immediately.
Yeah, I was going to put that as my nugget and tidbit because he's not part of the active roster. He was placed on IR earlier this season.
Right, but it's still to have two guys in 2 days end up getting pinched for this. Is there some supplement that the guys are sharing that they shouldn't be?
I don't know. I've not had an opportunity to talk to Ego Ferguson about this.
Elderberry wine. He's been hurting. Here's the thing, Zach, that you are playing a really good defense, and that's something that, you know, there's not that many in the NFL anymore that I say that's a really good defense. There just aren't. I mean, there's so many that are porous and bad, and you look at them and you go, oh, crap. And we were talking the other day, when it comes to hiring a head coach, don't you want an offensive head coach? Because nobody wants a defensive head coach anymore. Do you believe that to be so?
I think offensive coaches look really good when they have elite quarterbacks. There aren't many of those around. So, I mean, the Bears had an offensive coach the last couple of years. It didn't work because they didn't have Aaron Rodgers as their quarterback, which brings me to another point.
Yep.
You know, you talked about the defense, and there have been a lot of stories. The popular narrative has been that Jay Cutler is a completely different quarterback. He's a completely different man. Now, he is playing better. If you use the eye test, he's playing better than he has the last couple of years. But the reality is, keep this in mind, the average passer rating in the National Football League this season is 90.8.
That's Cutler's, the average?
That's the average. Cutler's passer rating is 89.6. Now, he's gone through six straight games of a passer rating of at least 85, which is the longest stretch of his career. But keep in mind the defenses that the Bears have been playing against since he came back. Oakland tied for 26th in the league in offensive points allowed. Kansas City 16th in the league in offensive points allowed. Detroit 32nd in the league. Dead last in offensive points allowed. Minnesota, pretty good defense, number 6 in offensive points allowed. And San Diego, one of the worst defenses in the league, number 25 out of 32 teams in offensive points allowed. And yet the Bears scored 22 against Oakland, just 18 against Kansas City, 34 against Detroit, 20 against Minnesota, and 22 against San Diego.
No, it's good context.
If you want to see and know and feel confident that Cutler has taken that next step, these next two games are going to be a great indicator, because St. Louis is number 2 in the National Football League in fewest offensive points allowed, giving up just a shade below 16 points per game. They're 11th in the league, an opposing passer rating of 85. Denver, the opponent next week, is number 1 in the league in fewest offensive points allowed, 14.9 points per game.
Well, they're number 1 in just scary.
Yeah, that's a problem for the America when they're coming at you.
Right. Now, if you're able to put up some of the numbers that we've seen Cutler put up in these last few games over the next 2 weeks, and you can use excuses if you want. Yeah, the Bears are banged up. You don't know what Forte's status is going to be, what Jeffrey's status is going to be, but 5 of the next 8 games that the Bears play are against defenses in the top half of the National Football League in fewest offensive points per game allowed. And that's something that you have to consider. Plus, Cutler, you know, I talked about the league average this year in passer rating, 90.8. Cutler's career high in passer rating is 89.2. And when you look at the quote-unquote good quarterbacks in the league, all of them have passer ratings in the 90s, and the elite guys, 100.
Mm-hmm.
You look at Tom Brady, I guarantee you his worst game is probably this season is a passer rating in the 90. And it's unfair, I think, to compare Cutler to Brady or those guys.
But no, for the purposes of this, this is important context, I think, to when we start writing these stories about...
You're on solid ground.
Yeah. No, I don't think there's anything that you need really couch here. Because it all makes perfect sense.
Now, what you would like to see, and this, because this is what's going on behind closed doors.
St. Louis?
Well, upstairs, you're constantly being evaluated every time you take the field as a player. Not just by your team, but by every team in the league. The thing, and Dan brought up something a couple of weeks ago. Remember we talked about how, you know, many of these young quarterbacks that are coming into the league, you know, they've been running spread offenses and they need a little bit of time to develop and learn the NFL game. You know, you take a look at a guy like Bryce Petty, for example, ran that terrific Baylor offense, but that's not a pro-style offense. So Ryan Fitzpatrick is kind of the fill-in right now and the bridge guy until they feel that Petty's able to handle a professional-style offense. You know, the Bears may be going through that in the next couple of years because, you know, Cutler isn't getting any younger. You're going to have to add a young quarterback to the mix at some point.
Yep.
But these 30-year-old quarterbacks... It's like pitchers in baseball. You kind of see the game, and you might not have the great physical talent anymore, but you see the game in a completely different way, and that helps you succeed. But that's something to keep in mind when, yes, he's playing better, and I believe that this coaching staff is maximizing what they have to work with.
But this one's a nasty one for him in the Bears offense.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is,
And the thing is, the problem that I think you have is you have an idea of what Cutler is, but you don't have your full complement of weapons. I mean, we haven't even talked about Eddie Royal, guys. That was the number two receiver, and he hasn't had an opportunity over the last few weeks to play. Again, did not practice today with the knee injury. You know, Jeffrey's been in and out. When he's in there, you heard from Cutler. He just makes things a lot easier. You don't know what Kevin White is, and he was supposed to be a big factor this season, but unfortunately not able to play. So now Forte's out of the lineup. So it's tough to, I think, gauge. You wonder what the numbers would be if all the full complement of weapons were there, including on the offensive line. But this is the NFL. Guys get hurt. You hear John Fox always talk about how it's, a combative game played by combative men.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's everywhere.
You have to adjust.
It's all things. It's everywhere.
Yes.
Now, we add a third name to the performance-enhancing drug suspension list from the Bears, and that is wide receiver Jalen Saunders.
Yeah, he's a practice squad player, and you would rip me if I even brought his name up for a nugget or tidbit at the end of the segment.
Well, but no, but as part of it, what was clearly a trend of performance-enhancing drug abuse in a locker room, it's not good. You know, when you see three names on there, you know, we'd have to go back and see if this is something that happens to John Fox teams or if it's just, it's every team. Everybody's on steroids. Everybody uses all this stuff. You know, they put stuff in their bodies. They're responsible. I don't know. So we'll have to see if that tracks with anything, but it's not good.
No, it's not. It'd be even worse if you lost players that you were really relying on for the, the balance of your season.
Yeah, and actually a note here from Brendan McCaffrey says the 2003 Panthers had five guys pop for steroids. That's a John Fox team, so I don't know.
I tell you what, you can say what you want to, even though it was a Super Bowl. The Panthers of late are better than Fox's team was.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're on top
I could
of
be
that.
Wrong.
All right, Zach. So that was our I stole,
no,
your,
you stole his nuggets, I, and now you I, want to I, bite I, his tidbits?
I want to steal your nuggets.
Hey, football, you have to adjust. So I will with this. The Bears are 0-2 this season when they win the turnover battle in a game. They are 3-1 when they lose the turnover battle.
Boy. This sport. All right, Zach, thank you.
See you guys.
Zach, we'll see you.
That's Zach Zabin, second half at the bottom of the hour. Still to come, Brian Billick, 4:40 and 5 o'clock today.
Hi, buddy!
We will bring you...
Who you crap?
Actually, you'll bring it to us because...
Bring it to us.
You're going to do the work. The e-craps look really, really good. Sometimes that augurs well. Sometimes it means absolutely nothing. But we hope that you join us and that you're entertaining and funny and clever and insightful. That is our optimistic hope. for 5 o'clock today. And good luck. We're all counting on you. You have the score.
Here from the Mully and Hanley Show, mornings 5 to 9. Up next for the Bears, it's Jeff Fisher's Rams. We've got all the specifics and breaking news leading up to game time. Keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute brought to you by TiVo, makers of the world's first unified entertainment system, the all-new TiVo Bolt. You know the rap about the NBA, right? The association is soft now. There are no real rivalries. Everybody is friends with everybody else. Look, some of that might be true, but not all of it. Put it to you another way. You're never going to see Mark Cuban, DeAndre Jordan, and Dirk on a banana boat together. But they were in the building together for the first time since DeAndre double-crossed Dallas. And it was awesome theater. Not only did Dallas win, but they all got in line to smash DeAndre when it was over. Chandler Parsons, quote, "He's not a priority to us, and by the looks of their team, he's not to them either." Straight salt fire from Parsons. Last night was as good as the regular season gets in the association, and that was the Mavs' proudest moment since they beat Braun in the finals. I'm Jim Rome.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
In the heart of the Caribbean, Dominican Republic delivers affordable luxury with incredible values. Enjoy ideal weather, championship golf, vibrant casinos, and some of the best beaches in the world. Book your getaway during the Apple Vacation Super Sale and save on holiday and January travel. 3 nights at Catalonia Bavaro Beach Golf and Casino Resort start from only $6.99. Or make it 4 nights at the adults-only Barcelo Bavaro Beach starting from just $11.99. Both trips include round-trip non-stop air, resort transfers, all meals, drinks, and taxes. Call Traveloni at 312-334-7876 to book your trip today. That's Traveloni, 312-334-7876. Or visit Traveloni.com. Hurry, best dates and hotels are going fast. Dominican Republic has it all. Price it per person based on double occupancy for select departures starting January 2nd, including air on Frontier from O'Hare, and taxes and fees including September 11 security fees. See applevacations.com for baggage charges. Prices subject to availability and change. Restrictions apply.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. Teas that fit your every mood. Available at Walmart or TwiningsUSA.com.
I don't play about my eats and my beats. And McDonald's, the top contender of flavor in all the foods you love, is mixing the two together. It's the 6th annual DJ Flavor Battle. The hottest DJs from across the country are chopping it up their way. So head over to flavorbattle.com to vote for your favorite DJ to win. They could be from your city. Go vote at flavorbattle.com now. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. Ends October 30th. Must be 21 or older to enter. Void where prohibited. Official rules, how to enter, and prize details at flavorbattle.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
That isn't just the sound of the all-new 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLE undergoing rigorous strength testing. It's the sound of reassurance. The reassurance of driving an SUV that has been built with such strength and such intelligent safety systems that it can help protect you from virtually every kind of danger. This is what reassurance sounds like. Now, discover what it feels like in a 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLE.
Some equipment described as optional.
At AT&T, we're all about the perks, like getting $300 credit per line when you switch to AT&T with a smartphone trade-in and purchase of any smartphone on AT&T Next. That's three perks in one. Get all the perks when you switch to the network with the nation's strongest 4G LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Limited time, each $300 requires a port-in, eligible purchase, activation, and trading. $100 bill credit within 90 days. $200 trading credit or promo card. Taxes, fees, restrictions apply. Claim based only on national carriers. Average 4G LTE signal strength. See store for details.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not... Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
The Home Depot has the new Swiffer air filter, just $13.97. The best name in removing dust from the surfaces in your home now removes dust from the air in your home. And it's certified asthma and allergy friendly. So... let's take a deep, clean breath. Let's do this with the new Swiffer Extreme Dust Collector. Just $13.97 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For all 16 sizes, visit homedepot.com/Swiffer. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
Offer. Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about costs and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We're going to be doing the second half in just a few moments here on Boris and Bernstein. And, you know, I don't know why it is, but the top two things in my mind are Olympics related.
Really?
Yeah. It's weird. It's not, I think I better have a check up. I think something's wrong.
Have you turned into fiery Phil Hirsch?
I have. Yes, I have.
Now, it's about time. Are you an island in a sea of crap?
I am.
Okay.
Indeed. That's where I'm at. I'm sailing the ship into the calm waters.
No, don't be that guy. Don't channel that guy.
No, okay. It's, anyway, yeah, it's one that's an item, and the other one is a question for you that I'm seeing if you feel something the way I feel about it. So we'll see if we agree on it.
All right, I want to point people out to a tremendous piece of long-form writing. That is a guy, just a really, really talented writer, writing a story that is, it hit home with me because it touched a lot of points of a basketball community that I happen to, and a community that I happen to know all too well. And it's just a wonderful piece of sports writing. Of writing. I hate the term sports writing.
Yeah, don't say sports writing. I hate the term sports writing.
I always had a teacher who once said there is no such thing as sports writing.
Correct.
Anybody who says they want to be they want to grow up to be a sports writer, make sure they actually mean they want to be a writer.
Yep.
Because if you're a writer, you can write about anything.
I didn't really care. It just happened that way. I didn't really care. There was no preference cited from the very beginning of this. None. Just happened that way.
Hmm.
did not say, oh, yeah, that's the only job I'm taking. No, I'd take any job, and it wasn't, I didn't care what it was. I had no preference. Like, yeah, give me sports or give me hell. No.
Or death.
What? I did not care.
This is from Joe, from our Bulls conversation. He said, one of the most common and I think accurate criticisms of Tom Thibodeau was his play every game like it's game seven mantra, and it resulted in a lot of regular season wins and burned out players by the playoffs. At least that was a story. It could be other teams are better or more talented, but this year, we're eight games in, the Bulls have already laid a few eggs. They look like a team that's not playing every game like it's a game seven, so they're probably going to lose some games they should win. They might not look good doing it, but the issue is everyone's criticizing them for this already. Well, which is it? Play every game hard and burn out by May, or take it easy when it doesn't matter? I've got no problem if the team's near 500 come February. I hope at that point they turn it on. We've all questioned the magical switch flip, unless we're talking about the Blackhawks, yeah. And it's almost understood that's exactly what that team does. But the crazy criticism of this Bulls team already this season for taking games off is ironic, because it's the opposite is what got Thibs run out of town. No, not necessarily. That had to do more with substitutions and personnel. That had to do with him just never taking his foot off the gas when it came to leaving his starters in and the minute loads that were being piled up. They laid eggs last year, too.
Yeah, I get what he's saying, though. You really can't have it both ways. If you say they didn't try very hard, well, okay, then some games, you know, if you want to be fresh in any way, shape, or form, when you get to April, maybe you need some nights like that, although they're getting fewer minutes, but they're an older team.
But they're not.
They're old.
They're different. Don't confuse the Bulls in games not playing hard and mailing in performances with them trying to conserve themselves for the playoffs.
No, I don't think that's what they're doing, but they're doing it whether that's actually what they want or not.
No, I don't think that's what those are.
No, I don't think it is either, but that's what they are. They're not playing.
Yeah, I wouldn't conflate those things necessarily. I think it's probably
I do. I don't think it's because they want to. I just think they, for whatever reason, and I don't know what the reason is. I don't know what the reason is. There's some nights they're just not interested.
Yeah, but they're not choosing to say, all right, tonight we're not going to be interested so we can be fresh for the playoffs.
No, they're just not.
Right, that's why they're separate things and saying, oh, which is it? No, you want them to play better, but these are roster issues. These are lineup issues. Their lineup that scores can't defend. Their lineup that defends can't score. They also, the guards still can't figure out how the offense runs better, through whom and when. They don't seem to know. It just jumps around from moment to moment without any rhyme or reason, and he's got time to figure it out, but the whole Derek Jimmy thing isn't going away.
Yeah, but the thing is, you know, I don't really think with this team there's going to be a lot of figuring it out. I think you're going to continue to get uneven performances.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
Terry, some nights they're not interested in the game, and there are other nights that the fans aren't interested in them either.
How about you, Shu? You stick to the end, don't you?
I do, actually, yes.
You love the Bulls.
I'm a junkie. It is 3:31, and from the Score Update studio, I'm David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The NFL has suspended Bears defensive tackle Ego Ferguson 4 games for violating the league's substance abuse policy. He becomes the third Bear suspended for the same violation. Now, seemingly a day does not go by without a new Bears injury to report on, and today it was yet another one for Alshon Jeffrey, who this time has a groin injury, which he tweaked at yesterday's practice, so he was held out today, with John Fox calling him day-to-day. As for Jay Cutler, he was on the field and in the classroom boning up on St. Louis and their very fast defense. And what's the best way to attack them, Jay?
You got to throw a lot of different stuff at them. You got to get rid of them fast. You got to screen game. You got to block it up at times and push the ball down the field, because they're going to show you a lot of different looks. And, you know, they got really good players. They're going to make some plays. I mean, we got to prepare for that. And we got to be ready to combat that.
And the game is coming up, of course, Sunday at noon. The Bulls' next game is tomorrow at the United Center against the Charlotte Hornets, a team that beat them by 25 points just 9 days ago. And today, Joakim Noah and Kirk Heinrich went through practice here at the Advocate Center today. Fred Hoiberg expecting both to play tomorrow night. Join the Score at Chelios' Pub and Grill in Geneva on Saturday from 8 to 10 p.m. and have your chance to light the lamp and win a Lids gift card, all while drinking Coors Light. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
And the second half is brought to you by Home Run and Pizza. Cook one on the grill in just 13 minutes.
Throwback Thursday?
And now, it's time to begin the second half.
On the first half of our show, we had conversations with Matt Miller and Zach Zaidman. Also talked about the continually strange Ricky Renteria story. That, what do you expect? Yeah. Everything's fine. It was fine. It's always been fine. It's not a big deal. Nobody's mad at anybody. So I don't know why pretending what people should be or we're supposed to be or people. It's like a parallel universe here. It's all cool. Everybody chill.
It's fine.
Everybody chill. Plenty of football. Bears are getting popped for steroids right and left. It's nobody who seems to matter. Well, I should say performance enhancing drugs. Who knows necessarily steroids. It could be banned stimulants as well.
Who knows?
And
it's a pattern.
Anything else? Yeah.
Fallen Olympic figure skater and doctor Debbie Thomas.
Oh, I saw this.
Is now living in a bedbug infested trailer park where she's penniless and begging former fans for money. She revealed in a new interview.
This was in a
show called, what's the name of this stupid ass show? My Last Fix or some stupid thing. I feel frustrated. The once trailblazing Thomas says before breaking down in tears in an emotional episode that aired Saturday on the Oprah Winfrey Network. The two-time U.S. national champion and 1988 Olympic bronze medalist turned to the renowned life coach after crippling life challenges from two divorces, left her family broke, and forced her to shut down her medical practice in Virginia. A desperate GoFundMe page she started about 10 months ago failed to raise even a quarter of what she hoped. Thomas is now living in a rundown mobile home in the Appalachian Mountains with her fiancé, who admitted to having an alcohol and anger issues, and his two children. She lost custody of her 13-year-old.
It's really awful. It's a Stanford-educated orthopedic surgeon.
Did you ever hear
of
anything like that? I mean, she's a doctor.
Right. I mean, you've heard of Tanya Harding.
Yes,
you've heard
but she's trailer park trash.
Right, you're talking about a doctor.
A doctor.
I would say get away from that guy. That was my.
He's a little creepy.
My first thought was get away from that guy and go rebuild your life. First things first, kick him to the curb.
Yeah, she said she's not sad, not angry, not ashamed. She was asked that, and she said no. She's none of the above. But I mean, clearly, this is when you look at some of this stuff. This is a deeply troubled woman.
Sports Illustrated has a long form piece written by Luke Wynn about Wichita State guard Fred Van Vliet.
Oh, it's great.
The former Rockford star.
Great.
Mm-hmm. It is so good.
Yep.
And especially for those of us who spent time not just living in Rockford and understanding
that's really good.
How unfortunate a place that is, seeing it firsthand, but also being part of the basketball community in Rockford. It brought me back in ways I kind of didn't want to. I did not know that according to the recent census data, of any city in this country, Rockford has the highest unemployment rate for black adults at 28.9%.
I didn't know it either, yeah.
I didn't know it, but this story, and remembering Lee Lampley, I mean the stories about Lampley, and you know the name, and everybody in Illinois basketball knows Lee Lampley, and hearing about and all the connections and the life, Fred Van Vliet's life and what he's trying to do right now. And I don't know if he'll ever play in the NBA, but I will say that I wish him the best of luck, because anybody who can escape not just that town this way, but with his background, when you get through this thing, it makes you really want to root for that kid.
All right, let's stick with SI for a moment, okay? Because that's where my mind is wandering to. And this week's SI is a cover story on Michael Phelps, on his kind of
You're really into troubled Olympians today, aren't you?
That's what I'm saying. Okay, his quotes on the mags, I was in a really dark place not wanting to be alive anymore. He says, I look back now, I lived in a bubble for a long time. And it's titled The Rehabilitation of Michael Phelps by Tim Layden, who's another terrific writer. Can I tell you this? And this, the Debbie Thomas thing was interesting. Am I a bad guy because I don't care about Michael Phelps and never did? Did you? Are you interested in reading? I'm not interested in reading.
I'd have to say on balance, no, I'm really not.
Because we had a chance, you know. Most of what he did was during our time. We could have been celebrating and dancing and throwing water on one another and really having a great time with Mr. Million Medals. But I never, you know, I guess that, you know, there's some Olympians I think that are very interesting. Not just like Debbie Thomas now, not that life now. Some are very interesting. Most aren't. But if I'm picking, you know, five of the greatest Olympians who probably ever performed, he'd be one of them. But he'd also be right at the top of the list of least interesting.
I know what I'm getting into when I do this, and we have a rule based on experience that never, ever, ever ask an open-ended hockey question.
Oh, God.
But something's happening again now where, and I don't quite understand why, that I'm seeing multiple stories about the NHL feeling it needs to increase overall scoring.
I've seen them, yeah.
Why do they feel they need to do this?
I can't answer for the little man.
They're saying because goalies are bigger and better than ever, and the goalie techniques have been better refined through
the beauty
butterfly
of the game.
And
the guys make great saves, does it?
Vertical, horizontal,
aesthetically.
But in general, they were saying either a bigger goal or smaller goalie equipment. Why is this happening right now? Has there been something about their television ratings or their revenues that they are certain is pointing to scoring is or low scoring, not enough scoring is the culprit?
Or are just looking for some reason why it's
yeah, I get it when you had a bunch of ties and think it was 1-0 or it was 2-1. But yeah, you look at the paper every day, it's 5-4, it's 4-3. You get an occasional 6-5. And I wasn't aware that all of a sudden this was an issue.
No, I didn't know about it either. I was surprised when I saw it, and I wasn't sure. You've already reduced your overtime to 3-on-3.
Which is sort of silly.
I agree with that, by the way. And I'm not a hockey guy, so I don't think we are really entitled to an opinion.
Oh, there's a great piece on the Committed Indian McClure wrote about just how nonsensical it is from a strategic perspective and why it's bad. He did a really good job explaining why it's almost antithetical to hockey because of the way that 3-on-3 overtime is coached, that the coaches are contributing to the problem.
Well, I'm sure. Yeah, I just don't see any. I mean, that's one of those things you're talking about here. That's one of those reaches to see. Well, you know what? We want more offense. We'll get this game over with in a hurry because these guys, somebody's gonna score, and they have, I believe. But I saw that. I don't get it because look, whatever it is about the inability to get a giant TV deal, whatever it is, I don't think it has a damn thing to do with how many goals they score.
Yeah, what McClure says at the Committed Indy, he says because NHL coaches inherently coach scared. The 3-on-3 see players without the puck rarely give so much as a flyby on a forecheck, even on the most offensively aggressive teams. One missed pressure leads to a favorable odd man situation going the other way, and with it the extra point. So even when in their own zone, defending teams don't pressure the puck carrier directly. Said as a result, teams are conceding 2/3 of the ice and allowing attacking teams a clear path through the neutral zone and zone entry.
I have just never seen anybody opine or somebody say, you know, here's our problem. Here's our problem with our sport. I've never seen it. And the only ones that I ever see worried about are them. And maybe you're right. Maybe there are numbers to back it up. But I thought it
came out of nowhere, at least.
That's what I think. That's second up. We do it every damn it is not a Bears game the day before. We always ask you what you think of this. Or the other things we've discussed today, which includes a little Bears, a little Bulls, 312-644-6767. For his number, it's Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Best second half of all time.
The Mercy Hospital postgame show, starring two Bear greats, All-Pro center Olin Kreutz.
The biggest reason they probably win is the Chargers are decimated by injury. That is a point you have to point out, but you can only play the team they put in front of you.
And Pro Bowl tackle James Big Cat Williams.
They played like the better team. They made less mistakes.
Along with Score football expert Bob Arkish.
Jay, for the most part, we had the time to do what he had to do, and they ran the ball well.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for...
Experience all Mexico has to offer with Apple Vacations. From brown sugar beaches along the Pacific coastline to the crystal blue waters of the Caribbean Sea, Mexico offers adventure, culture, and dazzling beaches. Book your getaway during the Apple Vacations Super Sale and save on holiday and January travel. 3 nights of unlimited luxury at Dreams Sands Cancun Resort and Spa start from only $749. Or make it Ixtapa, Mexico's Pacific paradise. 7 nights at Cristal Ixtapa start from just $949. Both trips include round-trip non-stop air, resort transfers, all meals, drinks, and taxes. Call Travelone at 312-334-7876 to book your trip today. That's Travelone, 312-334-7876. Or visit Travelone.com. Mexico, live it to believe it. Prices per person based on double occupancy for select departures starting January 3rd, including Air on Frontier or Aeromexico from O'Hare, and taxes and fees, including September 11 security fees. See AppleVacations.com for baggage charges. Prices subject to availability and change. Restrictions apply. PC 14064-15111.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London, teas that fit your every mood. Available at Juul, Strachan Van Til, Ultra, or TwiningsUSA.com.
There may be a chill in the air. Oh, yeah, there is. But things are heating up at Sullivan Steakhouse. For a limited time, their signature filet is cozying up to a half pound of wild-caught king crab legs, and it's all yours for only $44.
Dry it, chill it, wash it, light it.
Saving energy is what we do. Fluff it, rinse it, spin it. We save money and water, too.
Energy Star. Come and apply and save it.
Energy efficiency.
Save.
Tune in to the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program for energy-saving ideas and rebates on select Energy Star certified appliances. Learn more at ComEd.com/home savings. ComEd. Smart Ideas Energy Efficiency Program is funded by ComEd customers in compliance with Illinois law.
That isn't just the sound of the all-new 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLE undergoing rigorous strength testing. It's the sound of reassurance. The reassurance of driving an SUV that has been built with such strength and such intelligent safety systems that it can help protect you from virtually every kind of danger. This is what reassurance sounds like. Now, discover what it feels like in a 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLE.
Some equipment described as optional.
This is it.
Savor. Exhale with Dunkin' Donuts' new premium hot teas. Vibrant, loosely.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Friends like buries me on the dance floor, but when the tremors came, my legs wouldn't listen to the beat. Parkinson's disease controlled every move until my Northwestern Medicine neurologist stepped in.
When medication became ineffective, the surgical neurology team at Northwestern Memorial Hospital performed deep brain stimulation on Judy, controlling her tremors so she could let loose.
For years, Judy suffered, but now the music is what moves her. Northwestern Medicine, impact every day. Learn more at impacteverydaynm.org.
Cricket Wireless knows how frustrating roaming can be.
Hi, smartphone. Can you show me flights from Mexico City to LA?
I could, but it might cost you as much as the plane ticket.
Now, Cricket offers data access plus unlimited talk and text to and from Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. on plans starting at $45 a month after $5 autopay credit. Cricket Wireless, something to smile about.
Each service must be used in the U.S. at least 50% of the time. International coverage limited. Data speed and other restrictions apply. See store for details.
This
is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
We had a feeling this was going to happen, and the crowd enjoys it, so now they get their opportunity to boom at the free throw line.
I have no problem with his changing his mind. That's man's greatest right, is the right to change his mind. I do have a problem with him not directly contacting Mark Cuban to tell him about his change of mind. But I would also, Mike, like the Dallas fans to acknowledge the sheer lunacy and absurdity that they're booing DeAndre Jordan tonight, and they'll be cheering someone like Greg Hardy on Sunday. That, to me, is absurd. All this guy did was change his mind.
Jeff Van Gundy.
Nicely done
last night.
Nicely done. You know, we'll always clobber Jeff when he starts doing.
I do like to clobber Jeff. Yes,
dumb stuff. You know, when he's saying wrong things about the Bulls and
fighting. Just in general,
fighting old fights. But good for him. Good for him.
Yep. Agreed. 100%.
Apparently, our guy Dale Hansen has been on it too.
Yes, he has been.
Who is we can always count on to be
deliver something.
Yeah, as somebody who's just not fearful, and he's always had the courage.
A rare TV guy, boy.
Of his convictions. Well, but how about the fact that he's a TV guy allowed that sort of platform for commentary?
Can you name the last one in this city? Was there ever one?
This was Dale Hansen.
Dale Hansen,
courtesy WFAA.
Was really hoping we'd be done with this Greg Hardy story by now. Thought I'd said just about all I needed to say about him, but he won't let it go, so I guess I won't either. Hardy says on his Twitter account, innocent until proven guilty. He has been found guilty. A North Carolina judge says he is. The NFL found him guilty, and he is certainly guilty in the court of public opinion. But Hardy is claiming he's innocent until proven guilty because a prosecutor drops the charges, saying he did so only because Hardy paid the woman he beat up not to testify. I will tell you this. If I'm ever accused of hitting a woman and I did not do it, and some prosecutor says I paid her to keep quiet and I didn't do that either, trust me on this. We will be back in court. We will be in a courtroom again. I would never allow a prosecutor to slander me like that if I didn't do it. Hardy would have us believe, and he told the NFL this, his former girlfriend Nicole Holder slipped and fell that night. That's how she got the bruises from her face to her feet. She walked into a wall, slipped into a bathtub, banged into the wall getting out, flipped herself onto a bed covered in guns, then grabbed her throat and squeezed real tight. Well, I guess we owe Greg Hardy an apology. Who doesn't think that happened?
Great.
It's just great. That's Dale Hansen, WFAA. And
yeah, we read that. I had not read that report today of that thing, and that's really quite something.
Yeah, we don't really have television sports commentaries being delivered.
No, we do not.
We have the radio for
Would you like one to do it?
I don't know. Maybe
I don't know.
Do it on the radio, perhaps, and maybe sometimes guys let loose in a different venue.
Jim Beige?
I go back as a kid.
Goodbye him.
I mean, I go back as a kid, and you correct me if I'm wrong here, but I want to say on CBS it was Eric Severide.
Eric Severide, yeah.
That would, when Walter Cronkite would deliver the news, Eric Severide would deliver commentary, and they would always make sure that there was a big Chiron graphics and commentary. And was it Roger Mudd that would do it on NBC?
Roger Mudd, NBC, correct. Yeah.
And
his name was always the same.
His name was, yeah. I'm dating myself here. And of course, you know, the famous, we'd always have, you know, no, Walter
in some
Jacobson.
In some cases, we all had to do that.
But I like that's a great old television tradition. And I know local news is sometimes blurred the line between what is commentary and what isn't, but why not let a guy do that every once in a while? People afraid of all the angry letters, and I guess Dale has probably grandfathered himself into that position where they're not going to hire somebody from some other market to come in and start spewing invective, but that's, he's...
No, but it's just great what he does, isn't it? Come on. I mean, this is, you know, you cover the team. It's a very important part of a lot of people's lives down there. I mean, and he covers it, and I don't think anybody assaults him that I'm aware of, and that whole thing was sickening. That Greg Hardy, those documents were just sickening. Come on, give me a break. I mean, what he presented?
How about the softballing of the interview?
Oh,
that if you actually read the questioning from Pash and the other NBA or NFL lawyers, it's like they wanted to believe everything he said.
They did.
that it's just clear, like, okay, well, you're sure she kind of fell and she kept running into your fist, maybe, kind of, like, all, leading him in ways to kind of, it's
unreal.
Just.
It really was.
Why is it important? At a league level, why are you invested? I understand why a team is invested, but I just don't get that from a league level why you would want to give him every opportunity. Who do you care?
I don't know. I don't get it, but that's, you know, that's not even remotely resembling what happened, and yet that was what was given to them, and then it's just... I just like when somebody calls them out. I mean, newspaper guys do it all the time. Online writers, blog guy call people out and say, but you know, there's still a really old, grand old form of communication called television where you could do that once in a while with some local guy, not a national guy who'll get on your ass if he has to, but just somebody who will say something.
We're Boris and Bernstein. That's kind of what we do, is turn on buttons and say things, and we'll continue doing that for another couple hours. But we've got Brian Billick, we've got Who You Crappin', 5 o'clock, and actually a chance to grab some phone calls for the next little while. And we've put a lot out there. And have only taken a couple, I think, 312-644-6767. We can conversate momentarily on the score.
The Bears are 3-5 after that big Monday night win. Hey, Jason Goff here from the Spiegel and Goff Show, middays 9-1. Now the Bears will have to take on Jeff Fisher's Rams. Can they make it 2 in a row? We're talking about it on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute brought to you by FanDuel. Need some inside tips for picking your Week 10 fantasy lineup? You know those Panthers are undefeated, much thanks to Cam Newton. Whether it's legs or arms, Superman is getting it done. Pick him up along with his buddy from the U, Greg Olsen, and get that pair going together. Speaking of undefeated, you can always trust Tom Brady to deliver with one of his buddies like Gronk or Edelman, but how about Brandon LaFell? After spending the first half of the season sidelined, he's going to start being the go-to wide receiver in New England. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weeklyroundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now, use the code LOCAL, and FanDuel will match your first deposit up to $200.
Hill for DraftKings.com. Football season marches on, and you can put your fantasy skills to the test to win huge prizes every week at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. Check this out before you draft that Week 10 powerhouse tonight. The number one stack of the week on DraftKings.com was Pittsburgh's QB, wide receiver, and running back combination. Those three players combined for a whopping 116 points on DraftKings.com. However, with all those Pittsburgh injuries, look for team-wide production numbers to take a significant hit over the next few weeks. If you're not playing fantasy football at DraftKings.com, what are you waiting for? At DraftKings.com, it's like a new season every week. No need to worry about waiting for injured players to come back as your season slowly slips away playing season-long fantasy football. I just told you about Pittsburgh's problems. If you went heavy with some of those guys in your season-long league, you're probably scrambling right now. But not a problem at DraftKings.com. You can draft a new team every week. You're never stuck with those injured players. And the best part, you can play whenever you want, wherever you want. Do it on the DraftKings app for your smartphone in a variety of contests. You can do what I do. Take that unstoppable squad of yours and enter it in multiple contests. Or how about challenge those friends of yours in a season-long or in a custom league, or even join an existing league and turn that love of football into the payday of a lifetime. Why wouldn't you be playing fantasy football at DraftKings.com? New millionaires are being crowned every week this season, and you could be next, but you got to sign up. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Use my promo code Chicago at DraftKings.com now and play for free with your first deposit in Sunday's $1 million fantasy football contest. First place takes home $100,000. Enter Chicago for free entry now only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.
There are plenty of reasons to get to the Hyundai Thanksgiving Feast sales event at your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer. For starters, it's the perfect time to get an amazing deal on an award-winning Hyundai, the official car of the NFL. It's also the only event where you can get a car or SUV backed by Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty, including a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. From the Sonata, Elantra, and Santa Fe Sport to even the all-new 2016 Tucson. And last but not least, the Hyundai Thanksgiving Feast sales event is also the only event around Chicago and Northwest Indiana where you can get your picture taken with Carl.
who may or may not be dressed like a headless turkey. He's it's kind of a long story. The Hyundai Thanksgiving Feast Sales Event, featuring the official car of the NFL, America's Best Warranty, and Carl. From all of us at Hyundai, have a safe and happy Thanksgiving. Now get the 2016 Santa Fe Sport for $239 a month. Visit your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or buyhyundai.com today. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
Two things I don't play about, my eats and my beats. And McDonald's, the top contender of flavor in all the foods you love, is mixing the two together. It's the 6th annual DJ Flavor Battle. The hottest DJs from across the country are chopping it up their way. So head over to FlavorBattle.com to vote for your favorite DJ to win. They could be from your city. Go vote at FlavorBattle.com now. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. Ends October 30th. Must be 21 or older to enter. Void where prohibited. Official rules, how to enter, and prize details at FlavorBattle.com.
It's the biggest sale of the season. It's the Apple Vacation Super Sale. With Apple Vacations, it's all included. Round-trip airfare, deluxe accommodations, all meals, all drinks, all tips, entertainment, and so much more. Apple Vacations has your winter getaway perfectly priced.